Welcome back to Navigating Motherhood. I'm super excited to have Becca Beachy on tonight. Becca, say hey.
Hi.
So she's on because I reached out and I just have heard so many little things about her. And I was like, I bet her story is really cool. I want to know more. So I was like, I think it'd be great to have her on to talk about her motherhood journey. So okay, why don't you just take it away and tell us a little bit about yourself first and take it from there.
All right. So as they said, I'm Becca. My parenting journey kind of started with foster care instead of biological children, which is something that's different than a lot of people. I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I stay home with my three kids. I have a three-year-old, two-year-old, and a seven-month-old. So
crazy.
Yes. So my husband and I had decided that we wanted to be foster parents before, having biological children, just because we saw a need, for foster care, and that was kind of laid on our hearts. So we had begun that process, I think it was in 2020, and it took us about a year to get licensed. And we had kind of talked about starting our own family at that point, but hadn't yet. And so we were officially licensed and we hadn't gotten any calls for a little bit. And we decided to start a family of our own. So in August of 21, I was pregnant with our first biological son, due in May. And in March of that year, so 2 months before he was born, we got our first foster placement call, and we both felt very strongly that we should say yes. It was an 8-month-old little boy. So wow. I was 7 months pregnant, and we took in an 8-month-old. So welcome to parenthood.
Yeah, for real.
We just kind of jumped full, like, straight into it. So we got introduced to the whole foster care system, all like visits, all of that kind of stuff, and then welcomed our first biological son 2 months later. So it was kind of a super crazy time.
Yeah. Yeah. That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So they're 11 months apart.
Yeah. Wow. They're like, yeah, like almost not, well, obviously not possible if like to have, unless they're twins. So
right.
That's insane. Okay.
Yeah. We get asked all the time if they're twins, and most people don't even realize that he's not actually related to us. So.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, because he also has blonde hair.
Yeah.
So he kind of blends in a little bit.
But, yes, he does.
Because I didn't realize that you were, I didn't know you were fostering any of them. And then at one point I thought you were fostering the boys.
Yeah.
And you just had your girl. And I was like, I got to know more. So, okay. Keep going.
So I guess he was 8 months old and uprooted completely from where he was living in a stranger's house, up 8, 9, sometimes 10 times a night.
Wow.
It was kind of crazy. So
that's terrible. Yeah.
Was pregnant and then waking up that many times and then threw a newborn in on it. And so my husband and I kind of tag teamed a lot. He would take care of the oldest and I would take care of the baby. Lots of sleepless nights.
Wow.
That, and then along with trauma-informed parenting, like trying to help him navigate his emotions and process as little as he was.
Oh my goodness. So you said something about visits. So did you have visits with the biological parents that you had to go to as well?
So my husband and I did not go. So something interesting about the Illinois foster system, or at least in our area, is there's a company that they're drivers. So it was really heart-wrenching for me, but a stranger would come and pick him up from my house and take him to his visits to visit his biological parents and then bring him back to us.
Wow. Why do you think they do that?
Well, I guess by law, they foster kids have to visit with their parents as long as it's safe because the goal of foster care is reunification.
Absolutely. I guess I meant like you guys aren't going. That's what I meant. Like, why don't
Sorry, what
you
was
guys
that?
do it? I think I meant like, why do they do it that way? As far as like, why don't you guys get to take him?
Yeah.
Was more my question.
Well, we were actually never asked to, and I think that foster parents aren't asked to because some biological parents could be manipulative. It might be an awkward situation. And also it's sometimes it's not safe for biological parents to have any contact with the foster parents.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I guess that's
I
a good
guess
point.
it's probably more of a safety thing. But
Yeah.
so
But
yeah.
putting him in that car would be
I
so hard.
know. It was heart-wrenching for me.
Oh man, yeah, I could not imagine.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to cry. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
Okay,
I
so you had
shed
to do
so many
those.
tears. Sometimes I would
Yeah.
just stand at the door and kind of watch them drive away, and then I'd have to compose myself a little bit afterwards.
Yeah. Because then you had your little one to also like in front of you that you're like
Yeah.
having to say that this is normal for now. And
Yeah.
okay. So how old were the boys when you found out you were pregnant with your daughter?
So two, yeah, two and three.
Okay. Was now was she oh, not, was she like a planned or was she a surprise?
Yeah, she was planned. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay,
Yeah.
I love to hear it. I know that's probably a weird question, and some people like that question, but I
Oh, I've
always
been asked that
curious.
before, honestly. People see
So,
me
did
out
you do
with
this on purpose to
three
yourself, or
kids, right? Yeah. So when before Nora, when I would have the boys out, I actually at Walmart one time had a guy come up to me and ask me if I knew how to prevent babies. And I was like, whoa, buddy.
That is super uncomfortable and super
Yeah.
rude.
Yeah.
What? Gosh, what made him think that that was okay?
I have no idea. Not a clue.
Would you? So, what'd you say?
I think at that time I kind of brushed it off. I was like, oh, yeah, I do. And just kind of left it alone.
That is so rude.
Right. But in the back
Especially
of
because
my
what?
head, I was like, little does he know, like, I'm actually raising somebody else's kid right now.
Yeah, so take a step back, buddy.
Yeah.
Gosh, so you
I'm sure
never
he just
know what
saw
these
like
people
the
are
two
going through.
kids, all of the diapers in the cart, like all
I
the
don't, even
things.
if they both were yours, I mean, it's not like you're like, oh yeah, let's just have like twins. Like,
Right.
this wasn't on purpose.
Yeah.
That is so silly. Ew. That makes me cringe. What is wrong with people? That's why, and that's the fact that it was a man.
Right.
Like, do you, sir? Because I'm sure
Yeah.
you're not taking precaution.
Right. It
Anyway.
and it was an older guy too. Like
Ew. Was it a joke? Maybe it was a joke.
I really don't think it was a joke. Like he seemed serious to me. Or maybe I was just like taking offense to everything because I was stressed, you know, taking
I
two kids from
mean,
the Walmart.
but, oh yeah, but you're valid. It was valid to be upset about it. So it's
Yeah.
fine. Oh, okay. Where were we at before that?
We had talked about visits.
Okay. Oh, and
Yeah.
then I was asked you how old the boys were when you guys were pregnant with Nora. Okay. All right. So why don't you give a little bit more information on your status with him right now? You're still continuing the foster, right? That's what
Yeah.
you had said. Okay.
Yes. So he is still a foster child. I don't know exactly how much I'm able to share.
Yeah.
But we are in the process of working towards adoption, like making things finalized. There have been some holdups, a 6 month delay and that. But
Wow.
once we get the final okay to start the adoption process, it should be, but they say upwards of a year before he's like ours.
Official.
Yes,
Yeah.
officially ours.
So are you
So
still doing visits?
no. So
Okay.
those stopped 8, no, not 8 months ago. Yes, 8 months ago.
Okay.
Those had stopped. So they always had told us if there's an increase in visits, that means biological parents are doing good. They are doing what they should. And if there's a slow reduction of visits, that means that they're not necessarily working the plan that DCFS has started for them. So
got you.
When he was first placed with us, we would have 5 visits a week. And they were 4-hour visits.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
That's like every day.
Every weekday. For a while, there were some Saturday visits. They had pushed for Sundays at one point, and we put our foot down and said, no, like, we're not letting you pick them up. They wanted to pick them up from church, like in the middle of church. And we were like, no, that's not cool.
No, yeah. You can pick them up after, or we can do a different day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was an interesting time. For a while, it felt like we were just like a safe bed for him to sleep on because we were both working. And so he was at a sitter, and then he'd get picked up at our house because our sitter was at our house. So he'd get picked up, and he would go to the visits, and he'd come back, and we'd basically bathe him and put him to bed and get up and repeat. So that kind of made it feel like he was there, like, obviously a safe place, but we felt like it was really hard to form a bond with him because he wasn't there. And at that point in his life, he needed to bond with someone. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you said you were working and your husband was working?
Yep. Okay, so this was my first year as a stay-at-home mom. I was a teacher. I did pre-K in Arcola for a year, and then I switched to Arthur where I taught first grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you left, you said bye to teaching.
Yes.
And you said hello to motherhood.
Yes. Bye for now.
Congrats.
To teaching, I hope.
For now.
At some point, I'll go back. But for now, it makes the most sense to be at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Daycare wise. And then, for sure. And then also for this little boy too. Like, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I forgot that you were a teacher. I think I saw that on Facebook, but anyway, okay. Back to, I keep sharing things about your story. I feel like I keep cutting you off and asking questions. So go ahead.
Oh, you're good. So at first, we wanted to be foster parents. Like, we were fully in it for helping kids and biological families reunify. So taking kids when the parents needed to work on themselves. And then we were totally okay with kids going back home and all of that. But also in the back of our minds, we were like, okay, it could lead to adoption. And we were totally fine with that too. So like, we didn't go into it with the intentions of adoption. Like, we truly wanted to help families out. And just so happens the one and only case we've said yes to is going towards adoption. So.
Yeah. Are you guys still, are you guys still having the door open for fostering at this point, or?
Yep. So when you get your foster license, you can pick or choose how many kids you're willing to take and the ages. As of right now, we have our license is for 2. So one spot is full. So we could take another kid at any time. We're still actively getting phone calls. We just say no, not right now.
Yeah.
We've gotten calls for sibling groups of like 3 before, even though we definitely don't have space for 3 kids, but like that just shows the need for foster parents and homes for kids to go to.
Yeah.
So as of now, neither of us have both felt like any placement call we've gotten was a yes, for both of us at the same time. Like, I've had feelings like, okay, maybe yes, let's maybe do this. And my husband's not quite ready yet.
Yeah.
But we've been told that our case that we currently have is probably one of the most difficult ones we'll probably ever get, as far as just the timeline and stuff like that. So that also, knowing that we have a hard case from the get-go, kind of makes us like, do we want to say yes again and like put ourselves through everything that we've gone through with it, or what? But as of now, our license is still open. We still have room for one more, just waiting for that, like, both of us to be on the same page, ready to say yes again.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's go back to, you guys said you just felt like that need. Was there like, how was that conversation between you and your husband, like making that decision, if you want to go into detail?
Yeah. So actually, it was a conversation before we were even married. It was kind of something I've always wanted to do. And I had like kind of like a God moment when I was in high school. So it went back to then too. I was at a youth retreat and someone had prayed over me and I think their exact words was, "You're going to be a Mother Teresa of your generation," or something like that. And at the time, I was like, "What does that even mean?" And I had looked at like who Mother Teresa was, because I heard the name, but I didn't really know like who she was at all. Basically, she was a nun who devoted her entire life to helping kids and people in like very much who needed it. And so I'd already thought about foster care. Then this person had prayed that over me. And then I was like, okay, I think that's sealing the deal. That's what I'm supposed to do. So we had talked about it beforehand, like before we were even married. And Adam was okay with it. He fully went along, like knowing that that's what I felt like we should be doing. And we've kind of never looked back on
it. I can't believe that. I mean, that's kind of shocking. I mean, I know like men, I mean, there's some men that I'm sure feel called to do that, but like it might take them a hot second to be like, okay, you know, like this is what I promise. This is exactly what I'm feeling. You know, God's telling me these things, you know, but the fact that he was like, okay, that's great.
Yeah. And before we'd even become parents ourselves too, like, I had always babysat. I always did childcare, like that kind of thing. Like I was fully comfortable with kids. But he didn't have that experience or anything like that. So he was kind of blindly like trusting my like intuition to do it. And so,
And he loved you enough to be like, if this is what you want, then I want you. So let's go. Yeah,
very true.
Wow. That's awesome. That's right. So we keep going. What's next?
I don't know. So, I mean,
I know, I keep cutting you off. I'm so sorry.
You're good.
So, well, let me think. I think there was a question about fostering, one of them, I believe. Oh, okay. So Kennedy had asked, how or why did you decide you wanted to adopt, which we shared. She asked what the adoption process is like, and you guys are working through that, hopefully, very soon. Why would you encourage other families to adopt?
Oh, that's a good one.
Or foster.
Yeah. I think I would encourage others to foster or adopt because, well, one, because there's a need. There are lots of kids out there who will never be adopted into a home or have a forever family. They'll simply age out of the system at 18, which that kind of breaks my heart. Knowing that I don't feel like, well, me personally, I don't feel like that sets them up to have healthy relationships in their future if they've never experienced what a family feels like. So I would encourage for that reason. And also, I think, at least for me, it kind of opened up my heart to be more compassionate because I felt like it was really easy for me at the beginning and other people to judge the biological parents. Like I heard all kinds of things like, how could you not have your kid? Like, how could you not love them enough? Things like that. And it just kind of, it really opened my eyes to possible mental illness, addiction, things like that. So I feel like I now, because of being a foster parent, I have more compassion and understanding to those in those kinds of situations. And I want to encourage them to overcome and like they can do it. So I guess opening your eyes to other situations and understanding that life's not great for everybody. So
100%. I mean, that goes back to that story about that man talking to you in Walmart. Like, that could have been like the straw that broke the camel's back, and you could have went home and made like a terrible decision, a terrible choice. Right. Like maybe that, like, I hate to say, but like, what if that could have like ended your life?
Yeah.
You know, if that was like, you just don't know. Yeah. And like addiction, I feel like with my major when in college, like I saw a lot about an addiction and like, you know, just postpartum is hard and being a parent is hard. And then you throw addiction in that and addiction just takes over your entire body and people need help. And if they're actively searching for help and they want their kids back, how could you not want to help them get their kids?
Right.
You know, like that's really, I think that was really important when you said at the beginning that you're like originally you walked in wanting these kids to be united with their parents. And I think that that is one of the first things you should think about when fostering is I want to give this kid a safe place and that parent to know that their kids are safe so that they can work on themselves.
Yes,
And
exactly.
that's the beauty of the system. It's very flawed and it needs lots of help, obviously,
For sure.
and needs more people, but that is the beauty and the point of it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Well
awesome.
said.
Well, thanks. I'm literally just, I get this from you. I'm like feeding off of you. Then Lauren had asked, she asked, what was the first steps towards adoption and when did you have, or what did she have to do to be ready to be qualified? So maybe I think my post said adoption, so I apologize for
Oh, you're good.
that. But so basically, let's talk about the first steps. I guess your first steps right now towards adoption, and then you can kind of talk about the fostering process. I mean, I guess you did a little bit, but you can go into detail on those two things.
Yeah, so as of now, as to move towards adoption, we've had to take adoption classes, which
Oh, okay.
to me is kind of crazy. Like, hey, you can raise this kid for 3 years, but before you can finalize that, you got a bunch of classes to take, you know?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
So, if I remember correctly, it was 3 nights and they were 2 hours each or something like that, where
Wow.
they talked to, they had talked a lot about like how, like if your adoptive son or daughter was of a different race or ethnicity and things like that, like how to keep them intact with their family and heritage and things like that. And then they also talk about services outside of adoption or after adoption and things like that. And so it seemed a little bit crazy to take classes just to adopt.
Yeah.
So at this point, that's the only thing we've done towards adoption in that process. To foster, we filled out a form on DCFS's website, like an interest form, and a caseworker or a licensing rep, that's what it was, had contacted us and came out and met with us and like talked about our why and things like that. And then the paperwork started. So it was a lot of paperwork that we had to do. We at one point, I think we had measured it, and the stack of papers we had was like an inch thick of things that we had to fill out.
Wow.
It was absurd.
Yeah.
So on top of that, they had to come out and check our home. So they looked over everything. They test every smoke detector, alarm, your water temperature. They dictate how hot that can be, which is not hot enough in my book. But
Yeah, for real.
yeah. So they come out and check your home, and then there are online classes you have to take for that as well. I think it, oh, I don't even remember. I want to say it was like 16 plus hours of online classes, and we
Wow.
couldn't do them together. They were separate, so we each had to do them.
Oh
And
man.
that was just to get licensed. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Wow.
And then each
Well, I'm
year you have
glad.
to take so many classes, like continuing education type things as well to
Oh,
keep your license.
okay.
Or maybe it's every 4 years. Or I'm getting the teaching side of it mixed up. I don't remember. They're just
That's
classes you
okay.
have to take.
You have to do it again. Yeah, you
Yeah.
have to do some again. Well, I'm glad that, I'm glad that it is an extensive process only because then you know that people that are doing it for the right reasons,
Yeah.
so that's good. But it is hard for people like you, for example, because you are a good person and you kind of, by as a teacher, you kind of have all kinds of different like things and education and background. So that would be a little frustrating for you, but I'm sure it might have been a little helpful to listen and hear all these things for your husband.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's one class that's an educational advocacy class that you have to take to renew your license. And I'm sure that that one's very beneficial to him. It was one
Yeah.
that they were like, one of you has to take it. We don't care which one. And I was like, well, I'm not doing it. I'm a teacher. I know the educational side.
Right. Yeah. So you can do it. That's
Yeah.
kind of nice. Then he can kind of appreciate it too.
Yeah, for
I love
sure.
it. I love it. Okay. So lots of paperwork, but stick through it, right? Because it's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like narrative answers that you had to,
Oh.
like responses that you had to give on some of it. Like, why do you want to adopt or foster? What would you do in this scenario? Things like that.
Okay, so they're not like, it's not that bad.
Not, no, it's just long.
Long, yeah. So, okay, and then you said it took you, so how many months or years was it total before you got a kid in your hands to foster?
From
From start
licensing,
to finish.
like from the beginning of licensing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So licensing took about a year, and then I want to say it was like 6-ish months until we got that first official call,
Okay.
for a placement. And I would say since then, we probably get at least one phone call a month.
Wow.
So, yeah. We've had to
Yeah,
say a
it's
lot
not.
of no's to kids. So,
Is that hard?
it is, yeah, especially when they're like, it's an emergency placement. They're going to have to sleep on a cot at the DCFS office. And then I'm just like, they deserve a bed, like an actual bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that part's hard.
Yeah, but
But
I mean, being a mom of three littles right now, you know,
yeah,
that's a lot too. And,
right, for sure.
you know, you're doing your part in the moment. So it's just,
Yeah.
so like people have to know it's okay to say no, you know.
Yeah.
I cannot say no. Like, I have a hard time telling you. I've gotten a lot better since I've been a mom. I will say
Yeah.
I've gotten so much better. Being a mom, I can say no and screw that to a lot of things that I could not do before I was a mom. But that would be really grueling on my heart for sure.
Yeah.
Especially like they're gonna sleep on a cot in the office. I'd be like, all right, sleep on my
Yeah.
cot.
It's especially hard, like when you get like those 11 or midnight calls, because you're like, you know, like they really do need someone, but
Yeah.
don't show up at my house at 2 a.m. and wake everyone up.
Right. Oh gosh, right? No. And the last question about fostering and adopting was, what is your support system like through this? Through, I guess, through all of the whole process.
Yeah. So at the beginning, I think I had a hard time navigating like what the support system actually was. So DCFS has a what they call a support specialist, and it's someone you can text or call almost at any hour, and she'll answer your questions and help guide you through it.
Awesome.
Other than her at the beginning, I didn't feel like a strong like support system. I mean, family, yes, but like other than that, I didn't know my resources. But I assume that comes along with it being the first placement and just figuring out the system in
Yeah.
itself. But each kiddo who enters foster care, they have a GAL, a gal, I think is what how they say it. But that person is there to help advocate for the kids. And I did not have contact with ours until I'd say a year ago. So he had been with us for 2 years before I even had the phone number of our GAL.
Oh my
But
goodness.
so I could call him, and basically he would help support us in the court. So at, on court dates and
Okay.
things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that, and then just like family, friends, church people like that. So.
Did you, was there like a adoption support group or something, or a fostering support group like that you could be a part of, or?
I join Facebook groups, if that counts.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But
Okay.
honestly, sometimes those are kind of depressing because, like, you see all
Okay.
of the stories, like people complaining about the hardships that they're in, which they need support for sure. But as someone who's not
Yes.
in it and hasn't experienced it, it's kind of like, whoa, like sometimes I feel like our problems are big, but they're actually not that big,
Okay.
in
Yeah.
comparison to other people and what they're experiencing.
Right. And so, yeah, that can be kind of scary to read.
Yeah. But it's
So,
also good because, I mean, you can go to those Facebook groups and you can search. So, like, if you have a question, you can see what other people have posted and you can pull things
oh,
up.
okay.
Just like
Okay.
you don't actually know the people that you're talking to or
Do
that you
you
see
know any,
before.
oh, right. That's kind of nice. Do you have any people that you know that are fostering that you can, that you've talked to like in person? Okay.
Yeah. So, our oldest, he actually has siblings. So I know their
Oh.
foster parent. So
Awesome.
yeah, that's another kind of cool side of it. I'm not too sure if I should share too much about that, but we do know them. We do get together all the time. So he does see his siblings, and I've formed a very good relationship with their mom. So
Okay, good.
yeah.
Oh, wow, I love that. That's
Yeah.
important too, because those siblings get split up because,
Yeah.
like you said, you could only have room for one kid.
Right.
So
Yeah.
what do you do when there's three, you
Right.
know?
Yeah,
Wow.
exactly.
That's awesome. That's great. I'm glad. And did the DCFS connect you guys? Or can you
Yeah,
say
so we're
that?
actually very close as far as where we live. So that
Wow,
is huge.
perfect.
But yes, DCFS did exchange our numbers, I think at the very beginning or somehow, I don't remember how it all worked out, but
Okay.
yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully, whenever you guys are officially through the adoption and, you know, God forbid, or like, you know, everything works out great and it's awesome and your prayers are answered and the adoption is official with your little boy. Hopefully you can come back on and then you can talk more about the adoption process. Because
Yeah, for
obviously
sure.
it's probably a little different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adopting through like DCFS is much different than if you were to go through an outside company, like specifically for adoption. Like it makes a
Okay.
difference if the children are technically, like if they technically belong to the state or not. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah.
And it's probably a completely different process if you're adopting internationally, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Which I should probably ask somebody to come on about that too. That would be great. But okay, do you have anything else you want to share that
I
you're
can't
allowed
think
to
of
share?
anything. Yeah,
Okay.
at this time, I don't think I have anything.
Well, awesome. Let's talk about having three under three. Three and under, I guess. How's life with that?
So some days are good. Some
Yes, yes,
days
yes.
feel very, very, very hard.
Yes.
I think that's the best way to sum it up.
Yeah. Okay, so what have been some winning moments for you as a mom of three and under that have like you're like, oh, okay, if we do it like this every time, I can live. You know, I can make it through the
Yeah.
day. Like, what are some wins that you've had?
Well, I found for our family, if I explain our entire day to the kids at the beginning of the day goes much better. So like
Okay.
it's kind of to the point where like we get up in the morning and sometimes even before breakfast, the boys are like, what are we doing today? And I'll walk through the day. Like, first we're
Yeah.
taking you to preschool for your half day, and then we're gonna play and then eat lunch, and then we're gonna like I just detail it all
Yeah.
out for them. I feel like that has made our day go very our days go pretty well because they know what to like what's to come. And they have time to process if we're doing something different than normal.
Yeah.
So I found that that a huge game changer for us. And then I think just kind of powering through sometimes, like
Yeah.
knowing I can have a day planned out, but the three of them might have a different plan, and I just kind of got to go
Yeah.
with what they want for sometimes and
Yeah.
trying to let that go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when I'm
I've,
like, I
yeah.
got so much laundry to do, but that's not happening today.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, it'll be there
Yeah.
tomorrow
Yep.
and the next
That
day.
maybe that extra snuggle that they needed. You know, that was me and Ellie today. I only have one. So like when you have three, it's like you have 500. So
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say I know what your life is like, but she just was whiny and crying while I'm trying to do some things, trying to do dishes. And I'm like, do you just need snuggles? Because she doesn't ever snuggle. That's not her thing. She's
Yeah.
very independent. She goes, yeah, let's go sit on the couch. I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like trying to enjoy it, but I'm just like drowning in my thoughts and things I would rather be doing. And it's like,
Yeah.
it's really hard to take a deep breath and then be in the moment and to enjoy it. And it's okay if you're like, I'm suffocating underneath this child. Like, it's okay not
Yeah.
to enjoy every snuggle, but
For
Yeah,
sure.
that was definitely, you just have to let those things go.
Yeah. There are some
Dishes
days my
no
husband
laundry.
comes home and I'm like, I am all touched out. Like, I need everybody away from me. 'Cause I mean, three kids who constantly want to touch or pull at your legs and follow you around, you're stepping over people. Like, some days at the end of the day, I'm like, this is too much, too overstimulated right now. Like,
Yes.
I
Take
need
all
a.
three of them and find something to do. Thank
Yes.
you.
Sometimes I like Adam will get home. I'll be like, I just need to walk around the block for a sec and
Yeah.
compose myself, and then I'll be back and I'll be okay.
So what does he do? What's his job?
He's an engineer, so he was working in Decatur for a company.
Okay,
So
cool.
yeah.
Okay, so he gets home at a decent hour or
Yeah, normally
depending.
between
Okay.
5 and 5:30. So
Amazing. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yes.
Truly, if
So
I could just make it to 5:30,
yes.
be like, warning, it's a shit show here when you
I
walk in the
have
door.
sent those text messages before.
That
Like, you're
was
walking into crazy. Just be prepared. Enjoy your 45-minute car ride by yourself.
yes, because yeah, you're gonna walk in and not sure if you want to stay, kind of thing. Like, come on, turn around and walk back out. But
Yep.
anyway. Well, good. So you feel like, you guys are a good team working together with the three of them. And okay, good.
Yes,
I
for
mean, it already
sure.
sounded
Like,
like that was true, but go ahead.
yeah, I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Good. That's so important.
Yeah.
I mean, it already sounded like that when you were saying that, like, you'd take the baby and he'd take the older one, and you guys would just like, when there's two, like, you have to use each other. Like,
Yeah.
and then when there's three, you're outnumbered. So it's
Yep.
like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
And then as the mom, the baby always needs you. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
especially if you're breastfeeding, but just in general as well. Like,
Yeah.
for sure. I wanted to look at, I think there was one more. What are some, okay, Kennedy asked, what are some ways you find time for yourself?
So I read that
She was like,
question and I was like, what do I do? And I was like, thinking and thinking and thinking. And I feel like that's just something that gets put on the back burner. Like, I mean,
yeah.
it's a lot. I don't know.
Well,
Occasionally
that's
go
a
and get
long
groceries by
answer.
myself.
Okay,
I don't
hey.
know. Yeah.
That's a little vacation because then you could actually use your brain to shop,
Yeah. Well, I do
Like,
Walmart pickup, so
well, even better.
yeah, makes it faster.
Yeah, and then also you don't have to get out of your car.
Yeah, for
You can
sure.
get like a smoothie or some ice cream or something and sit in the parking lot.
Coffee is my game, so
Yes, you're
always get
posting
coffee.
such awesome coffees. You don't even need a coffee. You should open up a coffee shop. No, you're busy enough. It's fine.
Yeah, I would agree.
Ah, okay, so coffee's your jam. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do think that you probably should find a little bit of some self-care things. Is there,
Yeah,
like, there
I
has to
would
be
agree.
little things like going to the grocery store by yourself, but is there anything else that you kind of like use as you time? There has to be.
I'll be honest, no. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, at least regularly. Like, sometimes, I don't know, I'll take the dog for a walk by myself or something like that. But yeah, that's
Like,
not my
you don't
strong
have
suit.
any like guilt or guilty pleasures or anything? Like, nothing?
I really don't think so.
Girl, I would be dying.
When I read Kennedy's comment, I was like, oh boy, I don't, yeah, feel like I'm letting you
Well,
guys down.
no, you're not. But you need to take some advice from this mom group,
Yeah.
always talking about taking care of themselves because it is really important.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we're going to get together and we're going to figure out some fun things for you to do by yourself. Even
Yeah.
if it's like, I've always said, like, some people's like, taking a shower is not something for me. That's like, that's a chore. Like, that's something that has to be done. So I'm not going to count it as self-care. And I was
Yeah.
like, I definitely count a shower as self-care because when you don't have anything else in the moment, it is the
Yeah.
best thing you can reach for. And so I made my showers like, I had shower steamers and I had like scrub and I had like my candles lit and the lights off, and like I did all the things to make it like a spa, because I was like, I have to do something for me. If I don't, I'm literally gonna like, I just not, I won't make it through the day. So you can find little things like that.
Well, okay, so I did just think of something. I don't know if this counts or not, but I started flipping furniture kind of like on the side, and that,
yes, that counts.
That's what you were looking for. Okay.
Yes. Good. So it is okay.
Week to go out and like to the garage and just, I mean, I'm working, but
but it's something for you.
Yes. Yep. That's the missing piece that I was forgetting.
You can crank that music and, you know,
yes.
Get some, flip your furniture. Yeah. Okay. So you do have one. Good.
Yes, I do have one.
I was really stressed.
I was not thinking of that.
I was about to text you and be like, girl, like blink twice if you need help. That makes me so worried. Yeah. Okay, good. So, okay. You have something. Good. Yes. I'm glad, because you're in the thick of it right now. So, like, I'm glad you have something.
Yes. And it helps that it brings in some money a little bit.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. I love to contribute financially. It's so fun.
Yes.
As a stay-at-home mom, you're like,
look, yes, for sure.
Not only did I keep these three kids alive, but I flipped this furniture and made $300. Like, yeah. Okay. I remember the question I was going to ask you, actually. It just popped in my head. So okay. With the three, obviously there's struggles with the three. So have there been with your foster child, can you share his name?
I don't think I'm going to.
Okay. You don't have to.
I think I can, but I'm just not going to. Just
that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. So with your foster son right now, with him having the trauma that he has, like, have you seen obviously behavioral like struggles with him and your biological son, or with like the daughter? Like, have you seen, just kind of share a little bit on that?
So I would say he has minimal trauma. I am sure things will come up as his body's processing and like he has processed what is going on. Like as far as things that we've been able to notice, at the beginning, one thing I kind of think it's cool now, just because he was so little and like just to think about how it transpired. But when we would go places, like to family members' houses, like we walk in, we take off our shoes. And we would always like, let's take off your shoes. Like we're going into somebody's house. And he did not, for the longest time, did not want to take off his shoes. And finally, we realized, or kind of like we put it together in his brain, we are pretty sure taking your shoes off meant that you are staying. Shoes on meant you were leaving. So we assume at visits, his shoes would always stay on or whatever was on his feet. And somehow he caught on to that young, like around a year or so, that shoes on meant leaving, shoes off meant staying. And so it took him a while before he'd want or feel comfortable enough to take his shoes off when we would go places.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. So that's like the one kind of trauma behavior like we were really able to pinpoint. And then his sleep habits were not good.
Right.
And we had struggled with that for a long time. Like Caden was sleeping through the night before our foster son was. And our support specialist had recommended giving him t-shirts that we had worn. So like that sounds kind of gross, but like I wore this shirt today, so I'm now going to give it to you to sleep with. And it was like the smell of us would then help him sleep better because he would feel more secure. So that was one thing. That had helped tremendously. And still to this day, so that was like 2.5 years ago we started that. He still sleeps with one of our shirts every single night.
Is it the one that you're wearing, or does it just a random t-shirt?
At this point, it doesn't matter. It's like a random shirt. But we were like, I would say a year, every night we had to give him one of our shirts that smelled like us to help him sleep. So
like literally take the one off your back.
Yes. Literally. No, that's what we would do.
I've done that with Ellie before. 'Cause I was just like, whatever to get you to sleep, I just was trying it all. And so I literally finally got her to sleep with my sleeve like right there. So I was like, so I literally took off my sweatshirt and I laid it next to her and then walked away. Yeah. I was like just in my bra and I walked out in the living room and Timmy was like, you good? I'm like, we had to leave my sweatshirt there. I know that sounds insane, but like, it's going to work. And it helped. It, I mean, she stayed asleep that night, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so great. Also at the beginning, when we were struggling getting him to sleep, there were nights that I would have to sleep on the floor by his crib with my hand on him. If I moved my hand, he would know and he would wake up. So we had found warmies, like the little stuffed animals that you can microwave. They're like little weighted things. Yes. We had got one that was supposed to be like a neck warmer that you could put around your neck, but we could put part of it on his back and part of it next to him. So it would kind of feel like my hand.
An arm.
So like I would pull my hand off and get that thing on there. And that helped a lot too, as far as getting him to sleep and helping him overcome that. So,
yeah. Great. This is great. This is great for somebody who's wanting to do this to hear these tips here.
Yeah.
Or even if for your own.
Right.
Like, you know, even for your biological one, even. Yeah. So, okay. Well, awesome. Is there anything else that you want to show?
I don't think so. I think we got those questions answered and
we did. And we hit a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, awesome. Thank you for taking out your time and talking on here. I'm super excited to get this out to everybody so they can listen to it and get some tips. And just kind of hearing your story is also super motivating. I've always thought that maybe I would foster. I used to have this big dream where I wanted to open up like a youth center where half the center was a foster home where kids could sleep safely if they needed to. And the other half was like a gym and like a school room for like fun activities to do. Just like it was just like, I don't know. I don't remember when I dreamt this, but it was just a dream I used to have. And I know I've talked to Timmy about like fostering and he was like, oh, I don't know. Like, he's like, I'm not trying to equate a child to an animal, but what I'm trying to say is like, imagine like keeping a puppy and then having, once you fall in love with this puppy, you have to give the puppy back.
Yeah.
And he's like, not trying to equate, you know, obviously a baby to a dog, but like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know if I could give them back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's a good heart. 'Cause he's saying he could fall in love with a child that's not biologically his, which is it's a big thing to overcome, you know, obviously. Yeah. But, he's like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm glad you're being honest. And we never had that conversation before we got married because, I mean, most people know my story. We were dating for 2 months and I had got pregnant. So it's not much time for conversations like that. We were too busy having conversations like, what's your favorite food? You know, not really, but you know what I mean. So anyway, it's good. I don't know where I was going with that story, but. It's really good to hear your story and, you know, see how I can implement it in my life with my own daughter, or even like now that I can put this out there to help other people who might be wanting to do what you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on here.
Of course. So, okay. Well, we will get this posted and we'll chat up later.
All right. Sounds great.